Romery Bearden, A Black Odyssey, is a truly dazzling exhibition of collages and other works inspired by Homer's classical epics. Rinalda House Museum of American Art is the first stop on the Smithsonian Institution's traveling exhibition of Bearden's work, and it'll remain on display in Winston-Salem through January 13th. Romery Bearden was a Charlotte native whose family was part of the Great Migration of African Americans to the North. This powerful exhibition expands our view of the Bearden canon and his influence as an artist while reinforcing Homer's continuing relevance as a poet. A Black Odyssey is curated by Zora Neale Hurston Professor of English and Comparative Literature at Columbia University, Robert G. O'Mealy. He spoke with me by phone from his studio in New York. Did he ever talk with you about this particular series of works and the connection with Homer's Odyssey, kind of broadening that the story of the Great Migration of African Americans and putting it in that framework?
Well, no, I attended that show in New York, 1977, but I didn't know him, really. I saw him, and later, as I say, I would see him quite often and got to spend time with him. I had a car, and so he would look for the kid with the car.
That's right, you're the man.
And I would drive Bearden and Al Murray around in 1979, 1980. But at the time of this show, no, I didn't know him. And as I look back trying to understand how he felt about it, he doesn't speak about it very often. But what he says is very profound. He says, you know, this is our story. We're all black and white and Americans and non-Americans trying to find a sense of equilibrium in the world. Toni Morrison points out that there's no word home in French or in German or in the languages that she knew about. Chez moi, à la maison, but you don't have home. House is not home, as we know from the song. So there's something peculiarly American about all that. But there's also something universal as we're all trying to find a sense of peace and equilibrium, unstable values, places that we know and where we can feel at home. And so he tells us that he was interested in taking themes that we think of as belonging to the classical era or to some large universal world in outer space and showing that, yes, they do belong there, but they also belong to us. And we're searching for home too. We're wondering where Daddy went after all these years. We're hoping Mama is going to be able to hold the household together. We're young sons and daughters trying to grow up. These are our stories as just citizens of the world. Elsewhere, he's asked about it. Why did you make all the characters black? And he says, I wanted a black child from West Africa to look at one of these Odysseus collages and see herself or himself. I wanted to make the point that this is as available to that child as to a child in Turkey, that spunky child who also sees herself as on her way somewhere, looking for home, trying to become as big as Odysseus was as a traveler through the world.
Zora Neale Hurston, Professor of English and Comparative Literature at Columbia University, Mr. Robert G. O'Mealy. You can hear Robert speak during Rinalda House's symposium, The Global Homer, Odyssey in the Context of Diaspora. He's the keynote speaker on Saturday, October 27th, and he'll begin at 1 o'clock with We Are All a Collage, Romery Bearden's Improvised Art. You'll find links to the complete lecture series surrounding the exhibition and more on our website, wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.